Hurry, 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 folks. Get your crunchy, chewy, chocolatey candy bars now at the concession stand. Make your selection from the largest assortment ever gathered together under one roof. So hurry, hurry, hurry before the big show begins.
Hello and welcome to the Video Killers podcast. It's a brand new podcast from Tape Freaks and Greg K. My name is Tim Hawley. I'm one half of Tape Freaks, and I'm joined here with Colette, the other half of Tape Freaks.
Hi.
And Greg, as forementioned, Greg K.
Howdy.
We're going to do a little mini episode since our first episode is an epically long one, just to give everyone an idea of what to expect from this show. Colette, what is Tape Freaks?
Tape Freaks is a monthly mystery movie screening series that we do at the Trilon during non-COVID times. The Trilon is open right now at a limited capacity.
But we do mystery movies of weird, bizarre cult movies and movies that we feel are underseen. But it started as a blog to write about movies like that, and then eventually evolved into doing mystery screenings around the Twin Cities. And then it just made the most sense as a natural progression to evolve it into a podcast, especially when we can't do screenings, to talk about these weird movies that we've been watching and put them on people's radar.
Yeah, because we're still watching movies and they're weird.
Greg, you want to give a little rundown of what we're planning with the podcast?
We plan on talking about movies we enjoy, but we'll also kind of focus on the weird and the wild side of cinema. And we'll talk about soundtracks, Blu-rays, radio trailers, and movie trailers, anything that's new in the news of wild and crazy cinema. We all have degrees in the sleaze and the cheese, the strange and deranged. That's all I got.
But we're still working on the format. So, I mean, we've got plans for some, you know, evolving this as it goes and kind of organically making it work. But right now, our goal is to, we're going to have some guest appearances from filmmakers, local and hopefully not local, and other interesting people that have opinions and knowledge on some of the stuff we're going to be talking about. We want to do deep dives on directors, like specifically like directors that might not be on people's radar, and interesting, weird people in the film world that like we feel like we could highlight in interesting ways, like oddball subgenres, like regional filmmaking and things like that, as well as like highlighting, you know, current releases that we've been watching that we feel like maybe more people haven't seen, and just like stuff that were just new discoveries as we're just digging through our VHS pile and random movies that we have that we feel like we could highlight in interesting ways. How often are we planning on doing this, Colette?
Every single day. No, we're going to do it once a week. new podcast will come up on Monday. That was how long? That was the question, right?
Yeah, we'll look forward to new episodes on Mondays, I think is the plan. And we're working on some weirder subject matters that will hopefully be dropping here soon. Starting off with like an epic one where it kind of gives everybody an idea of who we are.
Movies that kind of like reflect our taste.
Yeah.
Range.
Five movies that made us who we are.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah. Just five movies that we wanted to just kind of highlight and have kind of, yeah.
I'm going to go back and record all mine again over. I decided I changed my movie list.
But re-record our reactions. So we're reacting to the wrong movies.
Perfect.
Like, what?
We're doing a deep dive into Rudy Ray Moore. We're talking about the Maniac cop films. And we're going to keep going deeper and deeper on some of the weirder stuff as we go further into this.
Can we do one on Robert Zadar?
We should.
I think we should.
No Zadar arguments here.
Okay. No Zadar arguments? Oh,
we'll chin here. Up and do it. But no, sorry. Sorry. That was a bad
joke. I can't come up with a chin pun fast enough, I guess.
Greg, where can people find us outside of the podcast?
You can find us on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. Just search Video Killers Podcast. And you can also email us at videokillerspodcast@gmail.com.
So yeah, I guess we're going to play some highlights of next couple of episodes that we've got recorded. Just give you a sample of what to expect from the show. So yeah, please give us any feedback as we continue to grow and figure this out.
But only good feedback.
Yeah, only good. Yeah.
Yeah. please.
There's plenty of movie podcasts out there, so we understand this. We're just another one, but we want to try and make this a little bit different. And just, and like I was saying, just highlighting some of the stranger stuff that maybe, like, we're not going to be talking about probably bigger titles as you would expect. We're going to try and see if we can dig a little deeper and highlight some of the stranger stuff that we find interesting and we think that maybe not enough people know about.
Yeah, we're all fans of, some people call it niche cinema as well. Cool cinema, I call it.
To call them bad movies, but like I like a lot of things that are bad.
Yeah, I mean, even bad people, movies have interesting things going on for them.
People don't like pineapple on pizza, but I like at least three different kinds of pineapple pizza combos. So
oh geez, you just lost all of our listeners there.
Taste is subjective. Yep. I don't know, that's all I'm saying.
This was fun when it's over now.
Oh no.
I think we have a lot of cool, exciting things coming up, and hopefully people like it.
And if they don't, that's just their loss.
Yeah.
But yeah, bear with us as we work out some of these kinks and we kind of get a little bit smoother and more polished.
Or less polished.
Oh, hopefully less polished.
Yeah.
Do a little more punk rock. That's our goal. We're planning on getting a chopper, Dave. So that'll be cool.
Oh, yeah. We'll record in the chopper.
Yep.
Yeah.
We'll get our air horn ready for all of our dumb jokes.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna fall into kind of a morning zoo sort of format after a while. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
No, we're not gonna do that. Aww. That's a joke.
But that was why I signed on.
But yeah, check out some of these clips that we'll end this little mini episode with, and stay tuned for some nerdy deep dives.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening this far. Keep listening afterward.
Bye.
Oh, sweet, sweet Reb Brown.
My wife and I went on an excellent adventure.
Excellent!
Oh, the Dolomite is my name, and fucking up motherfuckers is my game.
Can you explain the plot, even though we just watched it for the second time?
There's a crocodile that eats everybody. And that's making her fiance mad. He's like, stop eating people. And she's like, ugh, stop telling me what to do.
Just be content being a crocodile.
If you really cared for me, Jack, you'd be a crocodile too. And then we could both be together right away. What do you think?
As you wish.
I'd hate you now!
I said, put the bunny back in the box.
I fear that the only way to stop those possessed by the spirits of the book is through the act of bodily dismemberment.
He's making violent love to me, Mother.
And I watched it and I was like, I knew it. I knew this movie made sense.
Stick with us and keep listening as we get into more and more bizarre film topics that we are excited to talk about.
You have the right to remain silent forever.